USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Multiple law enforcement agencies are investigating a shooting at a Boulder, Colorado supermarket that left 10 people dead, including one police officer. The shooting at a King Soopers grocery store in South Boulder began around 2:30 local time Monday afternoon. An eyewitness identified as Jim told KDVR-TV that he was part of a group of people that ran out of the back of the store when they heard gunshots.
I was near the front of a stampede that just headed out and didn't know where a door would be in the back. We just went flying through those doors, and we all just rushed and jumped about 5 feet down from the loading dock and just ran for our lives.
The officer who died has been identified as 51-year-old Boulder Police Officer Eric Talley, who was one of the first on the scene. Police have one suspect in custody who was injured at the scene and hospitalized. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
President Joe Biden has sent a number of senior officials to the southern border as the humanitarian crisis at the border continues to worsen. Senator Ted Cruz says the blame for the crisis rests with the Biden administration's policy decisions. He tells reporters that Biden scrapped an important piece of the Trump administration's foreign policy.
The instant Joe Biden got into office, he halted construction on the wall. He reinstated catch and release, the failed policy where illegal immigrants are detained and then they're released and asked to come to a court date in the future. And unfortunately, we know a very large number of them never show up at the court date. And most inexplicably, he ended the Remain in Mexico policy, you know, a great foreign policy victory, an immigration victory that the Trump administration had achieved, was negotiating with the nation of Mexico so that Central American immigrants who had crossed illegally through Mexico and were seeking asylum here would remain in Mexico while their cases were processed. The Biden administration threw away that international agreement.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The House Oversight Committee held a hearing Monday to consider a bill that would grant statehood to the District of Columbia. The bill would grant the district full voting representation in the House and Senate. D.C. currently has a non-voting representative in the House. In her testimony, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser laid out her case for statehood, saying the district already functions like a state in many areas.
They say Washington, D.C. can't take care of itself. This is simply not accurate. In fact, by many objective measures, D.C. is a better governed jurisdiction than most states. We have balanced our budgets for 25 times in the last 25 years, and we already operate as a state and perform the same functions as states do.
House Republicans have pushed back against the effort, calling the bill a Democratic power grab. Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer argued that the Founding Fathers created the District of Columbia specifically because they didn't want the federal capital to become a state of its own.
The Founding Fathers knew this is what D.C. would become, everything that it is today. And they didn't want it to be a state. In fact, they overwhelmingly rejected it. They had other options, New York, Philadelphia, Trenton. Instead, they created D.C. Every Democrat who supports this bill should be asked one simple question. Is it their contention that the founders did not anticipate all the arguments that are currently being made for D.C. statehood?
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.